Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In times like these, who do we need to lead us forward? A James Bond or an Abraham Lincoln? What would the Foo Fighters say?
I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind. It's times like these you learn to live again.
The case for Abraham Lincoln now in times like these as a leader to take us forward. We had a kind of a crossroads of a couple of weeks here in the United States. James Cornelius has dedicated much of his adult life to Abraham Lincoln. He's curator of the Lincoln Collection in the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois. James, it's nice to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Great. Talk to you. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Myra Kalman explored Lincoln's living iconography while illustrating and writing her year-long Valentine to Democracy, The Pursuit of Happiness, 2 years ago. Myra, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
So what is living and legendary about Abraham Lincoln beyond the kind of gritty reality that Steven Spielberg is trying to present? James?
Well, what's living is that his work, his resolve, effected the biggest change in American history, which was first the Emancipation Proclamation and then the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, abolishing slavery completely. And I think nothing else in our history has been a bigger change. So the improvement from that change is visible every day.
Myra Kalman, did you get a sense of Lincoln's ability to confront an opposition, to basically imagine changes that were unimaginable to his peers in your research?
Definitely. He was somebody who, he really was a visionary, and how he sprang from a log cabin to do what he did is hard to fathom, but he definitely was somebody that was on a level of Einstein, that you could just see the future.
And, his image is as recognizable as Mona Lisa or Einstein. I mean, the hat and the beard. I mean, I bet you could take that anywhere in the world and people would understand who it is that you're talking about. Yes, Myra?
And he understood that, too, because he was photographed, he was constantly being photographed and showing his face. And he was as cute as a button in his tall, gangly way.
You said when you were on the show years ago about your book that you would have wanted to date Lincoln. You fell so madly in love with him.
Well, I think I'd want to marry him. Yeah, Mrs. Myra Lincoln has a very nice ring to it, don't you think?
I absolutely think
I
so.
Do.
So, James, when did you first find yourself emotionally connected to Abraham Lincoln as opposed to just noting the importance of the history?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid it wasn't in a romantic sense, as it is for some, but I started collecting Lincoln pennies when I was 5 years old, and I've had his face imprinted on my mind ever since in that wonderful profile, and I have the whole set except for the one that costs about $1,000 retail these days. And so I gradually learned about all the presidents, and I gradually learned about the Civil War, and I gradually came to realize that he was a fascinating person who, unfortunately for the movie, he did not have a fascinating, wonderful voice, but he was a great writer, and that's how we experience him today. And that just never dies, and that's why there are 17,000 titles written about him. That's an estimate.
At the museum in Springfield, Illinois, it's an amazing place. And I wonder if you feel Lincoln haunting the place in that tranquil. I mean, I've visited there three or four times, and it's just so beautiful. And it seems to be so alive and almost as it was when he was alive.
Yeah, the National Park Service does a beautiful job running his home, the only home he ever lived. It's the only national park in Illinois. It's about an 8-block urban area. And then the museum here a few blocks away is brand new, but we've got all the historical artifacts, including that stovepipe hat that somebody mentioned, you know. And you get a sense of the gangliness of the man, but also of his brilliant writings, the Gettysburg Address and the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment to the Constitution are all on display at various times here on a rotating basis. So people can kind of walk around and feel that past and then see some kind of high-tech shows around the historic exhibits in the museum, too.
Myra Kalman, what do you think Lincoln would make of this 2012 election and the discourse and rhetoric that consumed this campaign for almost 2 years?
Well, I hope that he would be, and I'm pretty sure, knowing him as well as I do, that he would be stupendously gratified and happy that Obama was reelected, was elected for the first time, which would be, we're still living the resonance, of course, of the decisions that Lincoln made and what happened to the country then. So I think we're moving forward in a way that he would be really happy about.
So the reelection of Barack Obama is a direct resonance of things that Lincoln set in motion. It has nothing to do or less to do with taxes and fiscal cliffs.
I think so.
James Cornelius, what do you think Lincoln would make of the reelection of Barack Obama?
Well, I don't know about the re-election exactly, but certainly the election in the first place is a great step forward. What he would have admired, and we can't say what he would have thought of his policies, you know, economic, political, or otherwise, but the ground game of keeping your party together and united while your opposition is splintering is something Lincoln really would have admired. Every successful politician does. And Lincoln knew pretty well that you've got to keep it together and get out the vote. And he spent a lot of time behind the scenes doing that before he became president.
And he experienced exactly that kind of ground game issue and the bitter opposition. James Cornelius, thanks so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
James Cornelius is curator of the Lincoln Collection at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. And Myra Kalman, thanks to you.
Thank you, John.
Myra Kalman, illustrator and author of over a dozen books, including her year-long Valentine to Democracy, The Pursuit of Happiness. Lincoln, the movie, comes out in wide release next week. And tomorrow, the new James Bond movie, Skyfall, comes out. We want to know, which is it? Are you a Lincoln person or a Bond person?
John, this is Anthony from Detroit. Three words. Bond. James Bond.
Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.